Norfolk's independent lifeboats are self-sufficient outfits with proud crews of their own.
Of course, it's not only the RNLI which works to save lives off Norfolk's beaches. Out of the 10 stations dotted around the 80-odd miles of coastline, 4 are independents: Munsley, Sea Pauling, Hemsby and Caister. Without the support of an umbrella national organisation, the teams who crew and run these stations have additional challenges. We tend to be forgotten by Joe Public, because when you say lifeboat, everyone thinks RNLI, says Jen Roberts, secretary and radio operator at Sea Pauling. So fundraising for the station, which costs £50,000 a year to run, is very much a local affair and has, as for most charities, been hammered by lockdown. All of our fundraising events have been cancelled, says Jen. She goes on to tell the slightly dispiriting tale of how on a glorious June day, hundreds of people packed the beach, all potential users of the rescue service in an emergency. We put a collection bucket out at the station on the fence. When we brought it in at the end of the day, there wasn't a penny in there, she says. It's quite sad. They are still planning to have a scaled-down lifeboat day on the last bank holiday of this month, with a barbecue and refreshments, and also hope to get neighbouring Caister and Munsley lifeboats to bring equipment along. The need to restart the cash flow is imperative, says Jen. Lifeboats only last for so long, and we are getting to the stage where our lifeboat is coming to the end of its life, and we're going to have to replace it. You're looking at £110,000. As well as needing financial support, Sea Pauling is always looking for people to help keep the service running smoothly. We're always looking for volunteers, says Jen, whether it be crew, people who want to go out on the boats, shore crew, fundraisers, all sorts of people. Volunteers come from all walks of life. There are farmers, marine engineers, electricians and others. Jen is a former barrister who, among other duties, operates the radio during shouts and exercises and looks after the welfare of the crew when they're out on the boat. The coxswain said to me that at 2 o'clock in the morning, when they're out on the water and tired and scared, they like to hear a friendly voice on the radio to get them home. It means a lot to them. The friendly voice they usually hear has a gentle Worcestershire accent. Jen grew up there, holidaying on the Norfolk Broads every year from 6 weeks old, before finally settling on the coast 14 years ago. It was almost inevitable I'd end up here. Many of the call-outs at this time of year tend to be situations where people drift out to sea on inflatables or are injured on the beach. The Sea Pauling service is well equipped and has vital gear aboard to help rescues, including a thermal imaging camera. The dangers of the coast are well documented, but visitors are still either ignorant or careless of the risks, climbing on the dangerous rocks or swimming into one of the potentially lethal riptides which scour the coast. In 2016, 4 men were caught in a current, and despite heroic rescue attempts, 1 lost his life. Jen's message to the thousands of visitors who pack Sea Pauling's beaches this summer is take care. Follow the guidance on the beaches. Where there are RNLI lifeguards, swim between the flags. Don't use inflatables. Or if you do, they must be on a rope tied to something. Anybody kayaking or paddleboarding, take a phone in a waterproof pocket and wear a life jacket. We're not the fun police, but we don't want to pull an unconscious person out of the water. We just want people to enjoy themselves.